Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to This Date in Weather History for Wednesday, February 2nd. I'm AccuWeather.com's Evan Myers. The extraordinary 1952 Groundhog Day storm was the only Atlantic tropical cyclone on record in February. First observed in the Western Caribbean Sea on February 2nd, it moved rapidly throughout its duration and struck southwestern Florida early the next day as a gale force storm. The 1952 hurricane season was the last Atlantic hurricane season in which tropical cyclones were named using the Joint Army-Navy phonetic alphabet. It was a near-normal hurricane season, although it was the least active since 1946. The season officially started on June 15th. However, that preseason storm that formed on Groundhog Day became only the second storm on record in the month of February. On February 2, 1952, a low-pressure area formed in that western Gulf of Mexico, 2 months after the end of the 1951 hurricane season. It moved quickly north-northwestward and acquired gale-force winds as it brushed the northern coast of Cuba. Early on February 3, the storm struck Cape Sable, Florida, and quickly crossed the state. The Miami National Weather Bureau office recorded a wind gust of 68 miles an hour during its passage. The winds damaged windows and power lines. The storm also dropped 2 to 4 inches of rain along its path, causing crop damage in the Miami-Dade County area. Then the storm continued rapidly northeastward, reaching peak winds of 70 miles an hour. By February 4th, it had moved off the coast of North Carolina, and later that day it passed over Cape Cod and dissipated after crossing into Maine. The storm caused scattered power outages and gusty winds all across New England. And that's what happened on February 2nd. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for a brand new episode and find out what happened on this date in weather history.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.